From Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August. Our 31st annual show is next August and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell bringing us into the Heart and Soul Boogie to get started another edition of the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, the show that brings you every time we get on the air something really different and unusual. And this is certainly nothing different. This time, we did it first. What about the people that put out a song but maybe didn't have the hit version, but they were there first? Those people, we think, need a salute. And so Charlie's put together a We Did It First group of songs, and we'll be playing those for you tonight. And we'll get those started with the first one. What are we going to do, Charlie?
Well, a lot of people remember the song He's a Rebel, which was a big hit for the Crystals. And one thing about that, though, that was not the Crystals. That was the Blossoms. Phil Spector was going to release that song, but he heard that Vicky Carr, had already put it out. So he grabbed the first group he could find, the Blossoms. They recorded it, and it went on to be by the Crystals, which was a surprise to the Crystals. But tonight, we are going to hear the first version of it by Vicky Carr. This is her debut single, He's a Rebel.
Whitney Houston had a huge hit in 1992 with I Will Always Love You from her movie The Bodyguard. But the song had been a number one hit twice before by Dolly Parton, who wrote the song as a farewell to her mentor, Porter Wagoner. It hit the top of the country chart first in 1973 and again in 1982 when it was used in the movie The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Elvis wanted to record the song, But when Colonel Parker told Dolly Elvis would have to have half the publishing rights on the song, she politely declined, a move that probably made her millions from the Whitney Houston version. Here's the Dolly Parton hit, I Will Always Love You.
Just like Dolly's version of I Will Always Love You, this next hit I also like better than the most popular and the one which sparked the music industry into a frenzy for months. This man was born in Detroit and joined a doo-wop group in 1953. The song he recorded in 1960, but it was the B-side to his hit Teardrops on Your Letter. A few months later, in 1961, Chubby Checker's cover of the song went to number one, and it's the only song that was number one in two different years, 1961 and 1962. Here's Hank Ballard and the Midnighters singing The Twist.
Round and round and round and round and round. Shoop Shoop song. It's In His Kiss, a song that was number one on the R&B charts in 1964 by Betty Everett. This song was turned down by the Shirelles. Mary Clayton and the Blossoms recorded it first in 1963 on the Capitol label, but it didn't get noticed, just didn't get to play. A great song and really good version. Mary Clayton, accompanied by the Blossoms, It's In His Kiss.
Marie's the Name, His Latest Flame is a song recorded in a hit version by Elvis Presley and published by Elvis Presley Music in 1961. It was written by Doc Pumas and Mort Schumann and originally recorded by Dale Shannon on his album Runaway with Dale Shannon. And this album was released in 1961. Today we're going to hear Dale Shannon sing Marie's the Name, His Latest Flame.
music from the good guys.
ERC.
Laura Nero was a young singer-songwriter who combined brill-building style pop with R&B, rock, jazz, and show tunes to produce a string of hits for The Fifth Dimension, Three Dog Night, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Barbra Streisand. Here's Eli's Coming by Laura Nero.
Brenda Lee, as we all know, has had numerous hits, but few people know that she was the first to record a song that, even though didn't do very well for her, became synonymous with the likes of Elvis Presley and Willie Nelson. This song has been recorded over 300 times, and others who have performed it are B.B. King, the Pet Shop Boys, Michael Bublé, and yes, even Alvin and the Chipmunks. Here's Brenda singing You Were Always On My Mind.
Quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't. as I should have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You are always on my that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, boy, I'm sorry I was blind. You are always on
music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly, right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
More and more people hear more and more music on
BRC
number one.
Ronald Gum and Ruby Ross worked together as songwriters and singers. They reached number 20 on the top Billboard 100 in 1958 with the recording of Lollipop. The Cordettes covered this song, having a big hit with it. Now let's hear the first and my favorite version, Ronald and Ruby doing Lollipop.
Call my baby lollipop, tell you why.
Frank Wilson had a big hit in 1964, Last Kiss. But who wrote that song? Who did it first? Well, the first version of it was done by Wayne Cochran in 1961. He had a band. They went over to the University of Georgia in Athens, and they recorded it there at a radio station, Last Kiss. He gets credit for writing it, but another man says he did it by the name of James Lafayette Taver. He said he wrote it because of the death of his daughter, but we'll never know. But anyway, Wayne Cochran had the first version. Wayne is now a minister in Miami, Florida, so I hope he did write it, because he hasn't said he didn't, and he is a minister. But here it is, Last Kiss, Wayne Cochran.
Where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. When there in the road, straight ahead, her car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound at night, the crying tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gonna help, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Well, when I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There was people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes, but I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head, then she smiled, said, hold me, darling, for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight, I lost my love, my life that night. Well, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Jam had a number 18 Billboard hit in 1977 with a song called Black Betty. It was a reworking of an old blues song whose writer is lost forever. It may be about a musket, a bottle of whiskey, a whip, or a penitentiary transfer wagon. It is Hootie Leadbelly Ledbetter that recorded this early version of Black Betty.
Oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, jump study, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, jump study, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, looky on a Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, looky on a Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, turn around, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, jump down, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, Black Betty had a baby, bam-ba-lam, Black Betty had a baby, bam-ba-lam, little thing went crazy, bam-ba-lam, little thing went crazy, bam-ba-lam, oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, jump steady, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, jump steady, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, look at yonder, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, look at yonder, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam, oh, oh, Black Betty, bam-a-lam, little thing went blind, bam-a-lam, a little thing went blind, bam-a-lam, the city wasn't none of mine, bam-a-lam, the city wasn't none of mine, bam-a-lam, what about it, Black Betty, bam-a-lam, what about it, Black Betty, bam-a-lam, oh, Black Betty, bam-a-lam, oh, Black Betty, bam-a-lam, a looking on the Black Betty, bam-a-lam, jump steady, Black Betty, Bam-a-lam, run yonder, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, turn around, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, eh, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, eh, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, look yonder, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, run around, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, jump down, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, turn around, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, eh, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, eh, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam.
We all remember this giant hit from 1969. By the English group The Hollies. But we know nothing about who first sang the song earlier that year. Neil Diamond also had a hit with it in 1970. Let's give a listen to Kelly Gordon singing He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. And if you know Kelly Gordon, contact us at birminghamrecord.com.
The road is long, with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where, who knows where. It's a long, long road from which there is no return while we're on our way to there. My brother!
got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
Good guys.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
Double Shot of My Baby's Love, a song most of us have seen performed at the Oporto Armory or frat parties around. They were not the first to sing it, though. It was Dick Holler and the Holidays on the Ember Herald label in 1964. Swinging Medallions was 1966. The first version, Dick Holler with the Holidays, Double Shot, My Baby's Love.
In 1966, you were probably doing the hanky-panky to Tommy James and the Shondells. But 3 years earlier, in 63, Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich wrote that song and put together a group called the Raindrops. They used this as a B-side song. They wrote it in 20 minutes because they had to have a B-side song. And they didn't really care about the song that much, but they did put it on a B-side. And that song was heard by other people. And later on, Tommy James recorded it and had a big hit with it. But right now, we are going to hear Jeff Berry, Ella Greenwich, and her sister doing a little bit of singing on the side, the Raindrops, Hanky Panky.
Baby's fine.
Baby Please Don't Go has been called one of the most played, arranged, and rearranged songs in blues history. Them, 10 Years After, the Amboy Dukes, and AC/DC are just a few of the rock bands that covered it. But it's another song that you can only speculate who the writer was. Big Joe Williams recorded this version in 1935. Baby Please Don't Go.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Like you're all in, you know I love you so. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. I beg you hold that on. Before I be your dog, before I be your dog, before I be your dog, you got me way down here and I make you walk the dog, baby.
Bessie White began her career singing in a quartet in the 50s. She married one of the members, Larry Banks, and one of the songs he wrote for her was called Go Now. It was to be her breakout hit. It was produced by Lee Byrne Stoller and had a young Sissy Houston as one of the backup singers. But just as her song was showing promise, another group covered her song and it became a hit for the Moody Blues. For you see, it was 1963 and the British invasion had hit. Here's Bessie Banks singing Go Now.
We've already said goodbye. And since you gotta go,
stop it. Radio.
BRC.
Keep On Dancing by the Avantes is a first and soulful version of this hit by the Gentrys. The Avantes used horns in the background, and a farfisa was used by the Gentrys. The original from 1963 on the Argo label, the Avantes doing Keep On Dancing.
In 1981, Kim Carnes had a massive hit with her recording of Betty Davis Eyes. It was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 9 weeks and won a Grammy in 1982. The song was written in 1974 by Donna Weiss and Jackie DeShannon. DeShannon recorded it and put it on her album that year, which was entitled New Arrangement. So here is Jackie DeShannon doing her version, which is a song she wrote, Betty Davis Eyes.
Just what it takes to make a pro blush.
Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers met while in the Air Force. They began singing in the Detroit area in the late 50s for Berry Gordy's sister on the Anna record label. They co-wrote and sang this hit in 1962, but it found little success, and soon after split up and went on solo careers. The song later was sung by the Supremes in 1969. It was their last song that they sang together as a group. It went to number one, and it was also the last number one song of the 1960s. Here's Johnny and Jackie doing their version of Someday We'll Be Together Again.
You're far away from me, my love, but just as sure as there are stars above, I know, baby, someday we'll be together. Someday we'll be together. My love was yours right from the start. You possess my soul and you own my heart. I know, darling, someday we'll be together. Someday we'll be together. Long time ago, I made a big mistake. Every night to kiss your lips, to hold you tight. I know, darling, someday we'll be together. Someday we'll be together. Just as the moon is gonna rise, someday we'll be together. As long as stars are in the sky, someday we'll be together. Just as long as you're mine, someday we'll be together. I will love you all the time.
Joe Jones is a New Orleans R&B singer, songwriter, and arranger who first recorded California Sun in 1961. It reached 89 on the charts, number 89. But the Rivieras came along and covered it in 1964, and it reached number 5 on Billboard. So, Ray, let's now hear Joe Jones doing the original, California Sun.
I'm gonna go back out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, we're out there having fun in the warm California sun. The girls are frisky and old Frisco. A pretty little mister wherever you go. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun. ¶¶
good sunshine keeps you all that way. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, we're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
A lot of interesting songs that they did first, and doggone it, they did, but did not get the money for it in most cases. In any case, interesting little trip down memory lane there for you, as we did it first, and we thank Charlie for putting all that together for us. Well, next time it's going to be teeners. What's it like being a teenager back in the 60s, or even before that? Well, we're going to find out about the angst of being a teenager. It's going to be interesting, and that's coming up on our next edition of The Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. I'd like to thank you for joining us for this particular one. Rockin' Ray here saying, if you got an idea, let us know. We'll catch you next time. Now, here's Bobby Mizell. Let's get it out of here, Bobby. From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us August 15th and 16th for our 31st annual BRC Record and CD Show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.